You're listening to The Christian Working Woman, and I'm Mary Lohman. This week, I'm continuing our story of Fran and Jesus on the job. I've been telling this story for quite a few years now, just to emphasize the importance of practicing the presence of Jesus on our jobs. And in this episode, Fran's learning how to deal with a coworker, Jack, who lets everybody know he's a Christian, and then he's very dishonest and deceptive in his business dealings. After realizing how prideful and unloving she has been toward Jack, Fran prays for him this morning. Lord, she says, help me to see Jack the way you see him and to love him as you have commanded me to do. In reading the Bible that morning, she read from Galatians 6, if someone is caught in a sin, you who are spiritual should restore him gently. Well, she says to Jesus, I don't think it's a coincidence I was reading this chapter today, Lord. He prompts her to look up another passage that comes to mind. Where is that verse? She asks herself as she starts searching on her smartphone. Ah, here it is, Matthew 18. If your brother sins against you, go and show him his fault just between the two of you. If he listens to you, you have won your brother over. But if he will not listen, take one or two others along so that every matter may be established by the testimony of two or three witnesses. Well, Fran says, I guess I need to talk to Jack, right, Lord? She looks at that passage in Galatians 6 again, but I have to restore him gently. Help me, Lord. All morning long, Fran's thinking about how best to approach Jack. Not coincidentally, Jack comes to ask her a question about one of her accounts, and as the conversation is ending, Fran says, Jack, are you busy for lunch today? He said no, and they agreed to meet at the coffee shop. As their sandwiches are delivered, Fran works up her courage and says, Jack, this morning I was reading the Bible, and I felt that the Lord wanted me to talk privately to you about something. She quoted Galatians 6:1 to him and continued, Are you aware that several people in the company have found you to be dishonest and deceptive? For example, I've been told that you consistently cheat on your expense accounts, and you lied to Marilyn about Bernie. Well, she's jumped in with both feet now, and there's no turning back. Her stomach is churning. Lord, she says to Jesus, please help me to be gentle. Tune in tomorrow to see how Jack responds. You'll find copies of these Fran stories on our website at christianworkingwoman.org.